Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your open source intelligence for crypto, on November 17, 2025. Bitcoin dipped 0.14%, slipping below $95,000, while Ethereum fell 0.52% to about $3,100. Market sentiment has turned sharply cautious, with traders showing signs of extreme panic. The Fear and Greed Index stands at 10, signaling heightened fear across the market. Institutional flows highlight this sentiment. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded outflows totaling $1.11 billion last week, marking the third consecutive week of withdrawals. BlackRock's IBIT ETF saw a net $532.41 million flow out, contributing to a cooling in institutional demand amid Bitcoin's slide to roughly $93,000. These outflows coincided with liquidations exceeding $617 million within 24 hours. Wiping out nearly $395 million in long positions. Turning to broader macroeconomic developments, Japan's economy shrank by 1.8% in Q3, halting six consecutive quarters of growth. In response, the government announced a stimulus exceeding 17 trillion yen, roughly $110 billion, aimed at countering rising prices. Analysts suggest this liquidity injection could boost risk asset demand, including Bitcoin, which may support price stability despite recent volatility. Japan is also preparing for a major crypto regulatory overhaul in 2026. The Financial Services Agency plans to treat digital assets as financial products subject to insider trading laws, impacting 105 cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin and Ethereum. This will require exchanges to increase transparency about asset issuers and technology. Additionally, Japan aims to cut its crypto tax rate from a progressive 55% to a flat 20% capital gains tax, aligning it with stock trading tax rates. This reform intends to encourage onshore trading and simplify tax obligations for investors. In corporate developments, Tether is reportedly considering a sizable $1.15 billion investment in the AI robotics startup Neura. This deal could value Neura at over $10 billion and indicates Tether's strategic move to diversify beyond stablecoins by entering emerging tech sectors. Such a commitment may reflect confidence in future growth prospects within technology-driven markets. On risk alerts, the European Central Bank warns that the $300 billion stablecoin market presents direct risks to European financial stability. Meanwhile, economist Peter Schiff has criticized MicroStrategy's Bitcoin-focused business model, labeling it a fraud and predicting potential bankruptcy due to reliance on unsustainable high-yield preferred shares. This adds to debates over the viability of Bitcoin-centric corporate strategies under current conditions. Security remains a concern as the U.S. Department of Justice seeks to seize over $15 million in USDT linked to North Korean hackers. These funds originate from major 2023 platform hacks attributed to North Korea's state-sponsored group APT38. Investigations indicate ongoing laundering of stolen assets through complex networks involving mixers and decentralized exchanges. Key levels to watch are Bitcoin support around $93,000 and the evolving institutional flows, which could influence market direction. The impact of Japan's stimulus and regulatory reforms will also be critical, potentially shaping market sentiment and onshore activity into 2026. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.